Hi, this is Joe Keenan, editor for the Women in Retail Leadership Circle. I am joined today by Aubrey Pagano, who is the CEO and founder of Bow & Drape. Aubrey will be part of the speakers panel at our upcoming Disruptors Dinner, which is taking place on June 16th at the Ace Hotel in New York City. So we're going to talk a little bit about that event and also talk about Aubrey's business. So thanks for joining me, Aubrey.
Happy to be participating in the dinner and be talking to you today.
Great. So my first question is just, can you tell our audience a little bit about Bow & Drape, and sort of a second part of that question, what was your inspiration for founding the company?
Yeah. So Bow & Drape is the destination for women to play with their clothes and have a lot of fun expressing themselves. So we're an online destination where you can actually customize clothing and lifestyle products. The inspiration for the company was very dear to my heart and personal. I thought that there were so many ways to express yourself outside of fashion in the market, specifically in the mass market. So, I mean, you can customize anything from a burrito to a skateboard. But when I looked to my left and my right, there wasn't really any what I would consider cute or fashionable options for the everyday woman to express herself in her clothes. And I thought, what is more emotional and expressive than your fashion, at least for me? It's what I love about fashion. And so I thought we could build, using technology, a destination for women to do that in a really fun way.
As I mentioned, you're going to be speaking at the Disruptors Dinner next week. Can you talk about why you believe or sort of what your feeling is as to why Bow & Drape would be considered a disruptive retail company?
Yeah, I think there's a couple, probably two big ways that we're disruptive. One is that because we are truly customized, what we really have built and developed as a core capability is on-demand manufacturing and on-demand customer service. So when you think about traditional retail, and the model, usually someone, a creative director or designer, decides what is going to be fashionable for that season, and then the retailer or distributor stocks inventory of that and hopefully sells through most of it. And then there's a markdown schedule and then move on. With our brand, what's so fun is that we let the customer become the designer. And so she gets to decide what is right for her personality and her style. And then what we do on the back end is create each piece one-off. So you don't have to buy 10 of each piece, you just buy one. And we've developed a facility and a capability so that we can deliver those products in under 2 weeks to the customer, in almost the same amount of time it would take you to get something ready to wear off the rack. So that's definitely one way that we're disruptive. And then we've also started to be disruptive offline as well. So recently we piloted a program in Nordstrom in their headquarters where we actually allowed someone to come into our environment, design something, and to play with all of our baubles and embellishments. Once they decided on a design, we actually localized the manufacturing and were able to deliver that garment in under an hour to that person. So if you think about like a Build-A-Bear experience, that's what I usually liken it to. The analogy is we're sort of a Build-A-Bear for fashion, where we let women play with their clothes and then they get that instant gratification of walking away with something they designed.
What are one or two things that a traditional retailer could learn from a startup business like Bow & Drape?
Yeah, so to just to continue that thought on Nordstrom, I think what has been interesting is that we've taken what is traditionally a shopping experience and made it much more of a design, truly an experience, something that someone can take away with. What we found was that shoppers are not just interested in going and finding something. I think retailers are struggling with, you know, how do we keep exclusive product? How do we get people in store? How do we make it exciting? And so I think one thing we're trying to figure out is can design itself be an experience enough that's compelling to drive people in store? So that's one thing. And then I also think we use data in a pretty compelling way. We use all of our data from everything our customers customize to be predictive about what we're going to develop for the next season. And as a lot of legacy retailers and legacy brands sort of struggle to keep up, I think, having a sort of end-to-end view online and offline of your customer. I mean, people have talked about it a lot, but I think that that'll be increasingly important as sort of total retail, you know, and omni-channel becomes more and more pressing.
And we mentioned your participation at the Disruptors Dinner. My last question here is, why do you believe it's important for women retail leaders to get involved with organizations like WorldC and participate in events like the Disruptors Dinner?
Yeah, I think it's really important in any industry to cultivate networks. Business gets done through networks. And so I think it's really important to be present and be relevant and communicating and interacting and networking with other really talented people in the ecosystem. And then I also think it's important because, you know, not just people who are actively doing it go to these dinners, but then also, you know, people who are interested in potentially dipping their toe into the industry can participate as well. And, I was once there. A lot of us were once there where we wanted to enter the industry, but, you know, needed those networks to sort of get us up by our bootstraps. And so I think that's why they're important as well. So I'm excited to participate.
Great. Well, I want to thank Aubrey Pagano for her time today, and also looking forward to hearing more from her at the Disruptors Dinner on June 16th. So thanks for your time, Aubrey.
Yeah, thank you.